This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 8th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding increasingly dangerous developments in the Ukraine. Following last week's relatively nonviolent surge of Russian forces onto the Crimean Peninsula, former Soviet bloc Baltic nations including Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania are understandably nervous and have been stepping up defensive measures, including movement of tanks and personnel into border positions, as well as seeking additional assistance from other NATO members. On Wednesday of this week, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel announced that the U.S. was increasing fighter jet and surveillance patrols of the airspace over these countries. On Thursday, the Pentagon announced that an initial group of 12 U.S. fighter jets had deployed to the region. Subscribers were also notified of a request by the Ukrainian government for international assistance in securing and protecting the nation's nuclear power plants. In a letter presented to the director of the IAEA, the situation was spelled out pretty clear. Russia's use of armed forces on Ukrainian territory amounts to a grave threat with potential consequences for its nuclear power infrastructure. The Ukraine has 15 power reactors in operation at 4 sites across the country. Ukraine is also home to Chernobyl, which is located less than 70 miles north of Kiev. While the mainstream media and U.S. government spokesmen are portraying Russia's actions as expansionist and an unwarranted invasion of a sovereign nation, this is a simplistic explanation which provides very little in terms of actual truth behind Russia's actions. For some background, in December of last year, Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Victoria Nuland, delivered a presentation in front of the National Press Club during which she revealed that the U.S. government had invested more than $5 billion in helping destabilize the pro-Russian Ukrainian government and to develop, quote, democratic institutions and a good form of government, all in an effort to bring about Ukraine's entry into the EU and ultimately NATO. Needless to say, this type of meddling in Ukraine poses a direct strategic threat to Russia on numerous levels. As an example, consider the geography of the region. Looking at a map, you'll see that the Black Sea is Western Russia's singular warm water access point. All other ports in the north of the country, with the exception of Murmansk, near the northeast corner of Finland, are blocked by ice at least 6 months out of each year. The only reason Murmansk remains ice-free is due to the warm waters of the North Atlantic Current. Although 9 time zones in size, more than 90% of Russia's population lives in the western third of the country. Additionally, although Crimea is recognized as a part of the Ukraine, it is actually an autonomous region. The Russian Navy has kept its Black Sea Fleet stationed at a naval base on the peninsula since the late 1700s. In 2010, Russia negotiated an agreement with Ukraine that allows use of the strategically located Sevastopol naval base through 2042 in exchange for discounts on natural gas. While Crimea is physically detached from modern Russia, it is connected by those parts of eastern and southern Ukraine that contain a large Russian-speaking, pro-Russian population. We would be remiss if we did not play follow the money and point out that Ukraine is also a critical corridor for oil and gas pipelines from Russia and the Caspian region into Europe. With just these few items, it is easy to see how Russia is being backed into a corner. Listeners are reminded that Russian President Putin, Prime Minister Medvedev, and the Chief of the Russian General Staff, General Nikolai Makarov, have on multiple occasions in the last 3 years made explicitly clear that Russia would use nuclear weapons, including in a preemptive capacity, if there is a threat to the integrity of the Russian Federation. This includes conventional attacks on Russia or its strategic partners, placement of missile shield installations in former Soviet bloc countries, and more. With this in mind, it is no wonder that on Tuesday of this week, Alert USA notified subscribers of Russia's test firing of a nuclear-capable ICBM less than 300 miles from the southern Ukrainian border. While U.S. mainstream media outlets and government spokesmen say that the missile test was previously announced, only a fool would think that such a launch during the current tensions and military actions was not intended to send a message. It is estimated that Russia now has more than 20,000 military troops in Crimea, along with fighter aircraft, attack helicopters, and more. Late this week, the guided missile destroyer USS Truxtun left the Greek port of Suda Bay on its way to the Black Sea. The Truxtun is part of the USS George Bush Aircraft Carrier Strike Group, which is currently operating in the Mediterranean. On Thursday, President Obama signed an executive order which designates the ongoing crisis a, quote, unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. The order paves the way for imposition of sanctions on individuals the government determines are responsible for, quote, undermining democratic processes or institutions in Ukraine. Russia is, in turn, threatening to seize the assets of U.S. and European companies in Russia. These companies include General Motors, Caterpillar, IBM, Microsoft, Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, and many more. This situation is rapidly moving towards a possible dangerous confrontation between the U.S., Europe, and Russia. You can find more on this story in this week's email version of Threat Journal. Alert USA continues to monitor the situation in the Ukraine closely and will notify service subscribers of any significant escalation or further U.S. involvement as events warrant. In other news, on Tuesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices of a potentially dangerous situation unfolding at the Wanapum Hydroelectric Dam located on the Columbia River in Washington State. A 2-inch-wide, 65-foot-long crack has been discovered in the structure and deformation of the dam is clearly visible. A potential threat of national significance exists as the dam is located less than 21 miles upstream from the Hanford nuclear site and approximately 60 miles upstream from the Columbia Generating Station, the Pacific Northwest's only commercial nuclear reactor. As of the time of this podcast's preparation, federal and state engineers, at least publicly, have said they have no idea what is causing the failure. In order to relieve pressure on the dam, workers released significant amounts of water in the reservoir, lowering its level by 26 feet. The result is that the deformation of the structure has lessened, but the failure still remains, as does the threat to downstream communities and the nuclear facilities mentioned earlier. Here again, you can find significant additional information on the threat, photos of the deformation, and engineering diagrams of the facility in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that the 2014 Paralympics began this week in Sochi, Russia. The site of the Games is only 250 miles from the Crimean Peninsula. 80 U.S. athletes will be competing, with the entire delegation numbering about 170. Thousands of American spectators are also expected to be on hand. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is warning Americans either in or traveling to Russia, be it for the Olympics or any other reason, to be alert to the ongoing tensions in the Ukraine, to evaluate their personal security situation, and be aware of the possibility of violence or anti-U.S. actions directed against U.S. citizens and interests. Demonstrations related to the conflict may appear anywhere throughout Russia at any time and may raise the possibility of confrontation and violence. Additionally, the U.S. government has issued an updated travel warning for Iraq, holding at 40 the number of locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant threats for U.S. citizens. These include a formal travel alert for the Russian Federation advising of the very real threat of terrorist attacks during the Paralympic Games in Sochi, as well as a worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are strongly advised to regularly monitor the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 8th, 2014.